find Dorothy Kane with Beatrice himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned yesterday that I've been struggling with discouragement. And in a dialogue with my friend Chris this morning, I actually said it to him. And, you know, it was reminiscent to me the interaction I had with James Grayling so many years ago. He pointed me to Scripture. Specifically, 2 Corinthians, you know, things like verse 4:16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. You know, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not on the things that were seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I mean, we reviewed that today, and it was both a rebuke and an encouragement, because I was wrong in wallowing in my discouragement. And that's what brothers do. That's part of what encouragement is. Encouragement includes correction from Scripture, or rebuke is the common term. You know, remember, the idea of rebuke is in the verse before. We get love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it also, that verse is, verse 13 there, I believe and so I spoke, is a quote from Psalm 116, which I read too. And it was marvelous. It was a tremendous encouragement. But did some work today, and then because I was, you know, watching the weather, didn't know when to go, when not to go. But I ended up going, took a hike, total of about just over 8 miles, I think. I went to a couple stores, visited a few people, and came back. And one of the things I thought about is on the hike, you know, the hike, I easily averaged 4 miles an hour by far, and probably pretty close to 4.5, because especially the first 6 miles, the last two may have been a little bit slower, or the last mile may have been a little bit sore, because I stopped and visited somebody for a good while, and starting back up was kind of hard. So probably 7 of the 8 miles, I may have indeed been doing quite possibly 4.5 miles an hour, because I was moving. And one of the things I thought about in that hike is many years ago, and it was at MetaView, and it may have been Chris Bitterman who said it, talked about the idea as you grow closer to Christ, you grow closer to each other, specifically referring obviously to the marriage environment. It has some sense to it, but in a sense, it doesn't. Because one of the things I've thought about it for years ago, when I wanted to encourage my kids about the work I do in software and so forth, in computer hardware, it was kind of like, I am so far beyond them. It's hard to say, do you want to come to this level? You know, do you want to get past the fluff? And is this something that you have interest in? If you do, obviously those are the people I want to invest in. But when you get so refined in a particular thing, you become separate from others. You don't get closer. And in the same way, I was thinking in my hike today, walking at that pace, because a good part of it was at least at 4.5 miles an hour, I don't find people that can keep up with me. You know, runners can. But somebody who can walk that kind of distance that I walk at that pace, I don't know anybody who can. There may be some who could work up to that, because obviously it took me a while to work up to that. But I don't know anybody who can, which means I'm alone. It's in the software I do, I'm alone. In the walking I do, I'm alone. in the growing closer to the Lord. In a sense, I'm also alone, except I've grown closer to the Lord in ways that I can't really share. But bottom line, there's another verse that is kind of a contrast to becoming a fast walker or somebody very skilled in software. Is someone who just lives life. And the verse that I've embraced for so long, that I so much to live, is Ecclesiastes 9:9. Dorothy Jane, I love you.